This is Senator Al Simpson. While some unrepentant AIDS activists claim that President Bush doesn't care a whit about finding a cure for AIDS, nothing could be further from the truth. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Bush administration, and before it, the Reagan administration, has been deeply committed in the fight against AIDS. Government spending jumped from $200,081 to $3.2 billion last year. This means the federal government now spends more to fight AIDS than it does to research heart disease or cancer. Ted, rabid AIDS activists should stop giving the Bush administration a bum rap, especially when they falsely claim that no money is being spent on AIDS. The truth is that a flood of the government's research dollars is a good investment that will surely double or triple mankind's knowledge of viruses, knowledge that will help then battle all diseases and cancers. Will you honestly tell it like it is, Ted, or keep babbling that old myth about Republicans not caring about tragic AIDS victims?
Al, you're misinformed. The Reagan administration was terrible on AIDS. They waited until 35,000 Americans were dead before they said the word out loud. The Bush administration has gone from do nothing to do too little. That was no extremist critic the other day. It was C. Everett Koop, former Surgeon General. He knows an epidemic when he sees one. While you fiddle, Al, AIDS is breaking the back of the healthcare system. Dozens of urban hospitals are facing collapse, trying desperately to deal with AIDS and drug abuse. In rural America, where AIDS is increasing fastest, even a few cases can overwhelm local hospitals. Standing in place means falling farther behind. We need to invest more in AIDS care and treatment, and more in research. That doesn't mean pitting illnesses against one another. Heart disease and cancer are important, but so is AIDS. Let's join together and find better answers faster for each of these diseases. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.